The following program contains advice and statements that are the opinion of the hosts and the hosts alone. It is important to remember that advice given on the show does not constitute therapy and cannot replace the fully contextualized one-on-one therapy experience.
Mike told his bro no, but the bro wanted him to go, so he called Mike's home and talk to Mike's girlfriend.
Ooh.
Bro Boundary Bungle coming up next. Ooh. On Relationship 911. And welcome to Relationship 911.
Is he okay?
Wow. FDA approves of my teas.
That was such a tongue twister.
Where we talk about modern love, hookups, hanging out, and everything in between. I'm very good at tongue twisters. FDA.
Okay, yeah.
I'm your co-host, Dr. Ani, joined in the studio by
Dr. Ken.
Producer Danny.
Future Dr. Adam, FDA.
All right. Dr. Ken has a text from a listener.
We got a text from a listener, a longtime listener, big fan of the show, gave it 5 stars on iTunes.
Your
all
dad?
That.
You double and, check iTunes?
And sure. They sent a text, and here is their conundrum. Dear Relationship 911, I have a problem. My best friend keeps going behind my back. When I tell him no for anything, he calls my girlfriend and asks her if she can convince me to do whatever it is. This makes her mad, and she thinks that I am the one telling him to call her. What do I do? I'm mad at both of them now.
Whoa. Dude, that last part is what gets me, too. The whole aspect of now the girlfriend thinks
right
that he's the one trying to set that whole thing up.
Yeah.
So now he's getting in trouble.
Yeah. So
because
she,
of his buddy.
Because he's probably telling her no. Or telling his best friend no because they have plans.
Right.
And he's, you know, and then the friend is like, well, I'm going to call the girlfriend.
Right.
And she's obviously going to be a little frustrated by that. Wow. So what do you do?
Well, okay, first of all, let's just identify the boneheads in this equation. So, you know, I actually think like the guy that calls a girlfriend is the least boneheady of all of them because he's just an idiot. He was probably born an idiot. You know, he has no control over it. You know, he's just like a like that guy. He's just like you know, come on, let's go. He's always
he's
that
like a
guy.
Puppy. Yeah, he's like I want my friend here. Who's gonna help me get my friend
exactly.
to do this
wow.
with me?
So I think the bonehead is the guy for having a friend like this and not like. Like
right.
keeping him on a shorter leash or
yeah,
whatever. And then I'm kind of pissed at the girlfriend for like, that's your person, you know, like you're supposed to have their back. Like you don't take somebody else's side.
Well, let me play devil's advocate. What if this was a relatively new relationship and the girlfriend legitimately thought that her boyfriend said, call my girlfriend.
Then she doesn't trust him. And why is she even with him?
Yeah, but. I mean,
just jumped to some crazy conclusions there.
Yeah, she doesn't try. How did you
like,
jump to
she,
that?
If she thinks like he's that manipulative, it's like if she thinks like he's so spineless that he's not going to go to her and say,
got
"Hey,
it.
I really want to go."
Well,
he's going to go to his friend and so go.
Wouldn't
hey,
that be your,
bro? Why don't you? It's some junior high.
Wouldn't that be your first thought though? Like, why is this friend
calling
me to
yeah,
ask?
Be
that?
No, because obviously this guy isn't. Dope, you know, and it's just like, oh yeah, your dopey friend thought this would be a great idea, you know, and like, I would just say to the friend, like, listen, you keep doing this, and it might work, but I think I have a pretty good connection with the guy that I'm giving sex to, like, you know, and
yeah. I think what I would tell Mike. Is to go to that friend and just be like, on what planet do you think this would
exactly.
ever work? And
yeah.
just
maybe it worked before.
It might have.
That's what I'm
on another
well,
girl.
It's a very, it's kind of an immature, you know, you mentioned middle school, where it's something that you would kind of do in high school, where it's like, I'm going to hang out with my girlfriend instead of going to watch a movie with you. And
yeah.
the friend's like, oh, well, I'm friends with your girlfriend. I'll text her and be like,
yeah.
I want to hang
yeah.
out with
and
him.
I think it's perfectly fine to kind of, you know, like whether you ask your boyfriend to address it with a friend or whatever, but I just don't get all worked up and angry about it. That seems so silly to me.
Wait, side note, most friends of their friends, like they have their like friends, partners numbers. Is that something that most people have?
Well, or you
I feel like this guy crosses boundaries all over the place, right? So,
well, you could Facebook message, or you know, there's other ways of getting in touch with someone.
It'll be funny. But, Mike's like, oh, how did you even get my girl's number? First off, right? Like, how did that even happen?
She's having an affair.
There you go.
In the real world, I don't know if I would actually do this, but since it's a text, I've had some time to think about it. My thought it would be kind of like, we're kind of missing the point on like this event, whatever he's being asked to go to is obviously super important to him. So like my thought is like, don't get so caught up in the dynamics. Just ask your person, like, you know, he really wants you to go. You know, what is this really important to you? Do we need to like just reshuffle the schedule, you know, like,
or include yourself?
Ooh, right.
That's what I do.
Really?
It depends
on
what it is.
No, you leverage it for a spa day.
See how you think? Because you know what I mean? That stop it real quick. It's like, great, I mean, what should I be
this
wearing?
This guy seems like a dope to me. I don't want to spend a whole day with him, honestly.
So do you guys, what do you guys think of Mike's pickle that he's in? And do you agree that he should be?
I think he lacks a pickle.
Well, do you think... Good point. Hey, he's a longtime listener. Okay. Can't be hating on our listeners.
Oh, no, you're right.
Just call it as I see it.
Well,
man.
I get it. There's something about that he really needs to get a handle on. Either his buddy, right, yeah, or the request his buddy makes.
So he said he's mad at both of them now.
His girlfriend, because she thinks he's colluding with
both.
The friend?
Yeah, and for the guy, obviously, because he's an idiot. Sorry to our listeners. But do you guys agree with Mike? He's mad? He says he's mad at both. Well, do you think he has a point?
Well, does he express his preference for who he wants to be with? Because right now it sounds ambiguous.
Yeah, not in the text.
Yeah, he needs to express his preference for who he'd want to be with.
Right.
His partner, his girlfriend should trump everything.
Yeah.
You would think, but it doesn't sound like it in this case. Sounds like he...
Secretly, he wants to do
I'm
it.
Thinking, when I
think
first
he
said, when he says
I think
no,
he
I
wants
thought,
to
what's
go.
He asking him for? Sex?
I think he does want to go, though. I think
see, that's my
underneath
point.
It
yeah,
all...
I agree. Otherwise, you'd stop go. It. You'd go, no, mm-hmm. You'd mess everything up. Mm-hmm. But if you let it that happen, maybe there's...
And your response is just to get mad at both of them?
Like, maybe it's out of his control. Maybe the guy isn't in the same location.
I don't think he should get mad. I mean, he's the one that has a connection to each person.
Right.
He's the bridge, so to speak. He's in the power position. You know, just go talk to his friend and say, hey, you know, it's not like we can't... There aren't going to be other weekends in the world or other events. Mm-hmm. And maybe it is. Say it is a once-in-a-lifetime event. Then you go to your person and just say, hey, this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. He didn't handle it well, and, you know, and let me make it up to you for that, but can we renegotiate this contract, mm-hmm. you know?
I also wonder what he's being invited to by his friend,
I'm
right?
Curious.
So, like, is he a single guy that's asking Mike to go
there
out and
go.
Do some,
there
you I mean,
go.
If it's,
you know,
a
single guy
trip
things,
to Vegas,
you know,
weekend
trip, or even going out to the bar, like, every couple weeks or whatever it is, where he's like, hey, man, be my wing guy, you know, be my wingman and come out. And he's asking the girlfriend, hey, is it
but
cool if Mike comes with me?
The friend is implying by calling the girlfriend and asking permission that she's got him by the nose, right? That he's got that bull ring and she's yanking it, or she's got him on a short leash. And I don't think getting angry is the way to disprove that distortion. You know, like, if you're really not trying to control somebody, you get accused of that, you just laugh it off. You know, because if you get all worked up about it, they've obviously like...
They've got a point.
They've got a point.
Right.
They pushed a button,
yeah.
A raw nerve. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know, there's too much anger in this whole situation.
or he's being passive aggressive by being angry at both of them, in which case we
That's
have episode
I'd
11.
Say.
Go back and listen to it. We'll help you out.
I'm like, don't be passive aggressive. Like, take it, take control and do something.
Yeah.
In this scenario, I don't know. I don't think I'd be mad at my partner. I think I'd be more mad at my buddy.
Yeah, I'd be mad at my buddy.
You know, kind of tell the guy, hey, man, you got to learn some boundaries. Hey, I can't hang out with you all the time. Don't be texting my girl or calling my girl or my partner.
Well,
and leave it alone.
And there are some friends. I don't know if you guys have had this case. You have those friends who are so protective of you in some cases that they'll do stuff outside of your view, so to speak. Like if they think you were wronged by somebody, they'll take it upon themselves to like stick up for you.
Yeah.
and go behind your back, and you go, wait a minute, I didn't want you to do that.
Right.
You know, I didn't want you to take that next step and cross that boundary. So how do you deal with that? Because they're doing it out of love for the most part, I would imagine. Like, their heart's bigger than their brain type of thing.
Well, it sounds to me like this is a very common dynamic because perhaps the relationship is in transition, meaning that, you know, this friend is used to them being closer and more influential than the person they're dating. But maybe this person, he wants to marry her. It's a very serious relationship. And then there's a shift in the power differential that all of a sudden the person he's dating has more power than the other, and the friends aren't aware of that. You know, and so I think it is a very common dynamic because probably even before somebody gets engaged, that transition happens and there's a shift and the friends don't get the memo.
Some friends don't.
Usually the boneheady ones or the ones that are single, you know, that like are more invested in, like, they want to keep their friend single.
Right.
You know,
right.
And keep the good times rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at that point, maybe that's why I'm all like worked up about Mike and his pickle, is because, you know, I'm like, you know, if the relationship has transitioned, you just let people know, hey, this is an important relationship for me. You know, it's kind of, I'm taking it to the next level. This hasn't happened before. This person's special. And can you just support me in this?
Yeah. So this goes back to a topic that we've kind of spoken about on a previous episode of, is this a passive aggressive move in order to kind of maybe put a little dynamite into his friend's relationship?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I think so.
I think it's the friend's not getting enough attention.
Yeah,
and he's
it.
Like, how do I get that attention again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the significant other.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be attention on me.
Right. And make her think that, hey, your guy wants to come hang out with me all the time.
Right.
And
right.
So he still wants to hang out, and he just doesn't know how to tell you
that.
So
the center of this entire relationship and this entire story is the friend.
There's always going to be, like, the crazy uncle. There's always going to be the bonehead dude friend. It's an important relationship to the guy that she's dating. Like, it might not be the most important relationship, but just, like, think down the road, like, at your wedding or when they have kids. This is somebody that he's going to want this person to be involved in his life, come to barbecues, picnics, birthday parties, you know. So don't blow up this relationship or like insert a lot of bad blood into it, because you might end up paying for that for a really long time.
Right.
You know, you want to handle it maturely, set the boundary, but don't create all this drama, because it just could be really tense and not good. It really could actually be that, like, you know, that little splinter that you get on your finger that over time just gets more and more infected and painful. So I just, like, proceed with caution for the girlfriend. Even when you're right, just proceed with caution.
Or you can always find a new girlfriend.
Yeah. So, Mike, I think we said you're fine.
I thought FDA, you know? I thought FDA said that. Are you a ventriloquist?
I looked over at Danny like, did that come out of your mouth? Really? You'll end the relationship?
Well, I mean, I don't know. The Mike guy sounds kind of a little bit like he needs to manage something in this relationship, not just let it free fall.
So, Mike, don't be mad. Just, you know, go tell your girl you care about her. Go tell your guy, you're being a bonehead, but I love you, bro. Can we go to Vegas another weekend? And like, just.
And then if he cries,
get him a girlfriend. That's what you need to do.
That's the main maneuver.
Yeah.
Like, get him a
get
girlfriend.
Him laid.
Yes.
And then he will go want to be with somebody else. And
but then he'll want to double date all the time. So then you're just setting yourself up for disaster anyways.
Right away. Hopefully. Well. Okay, so hopefully we solved Mike's problem. That wraps up another segment of Relationship 911. You can hear us anytime on a podcast on iTunes or Mixcloud.com for free. Just search Relationship 911. You can also like us on our new Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and email us anytime at relationship911radio@gmail.com. Enjoy your week and enjoy your relationships.
Relationship 911 is a production of Danny Limos Creative in partnership with LA Radio Studio in Portugal Village, San Pedro.